Blog Talk Radio.
Where to, Stephanie?
Welcome, everyone, to In Cahoots. I'm Sam.
And I'm Chris.
What up? And by God, we got another, doing another show this week. So,
classic us,
and then fucking who knows, we probably won't do an episode for 6 months now.
Oh, I don't know. So, I could see us maybe Monday after WrestleMania doing one, because there's no way in hell I'll do one after WrestleMania, considering the show won't get over till like midnight.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So, what did you do today, Sam?
Or just jump right in, because, I mean, fucking everyone. It's BVS Day, everyone. Batman vs. Superman came out tonight, and I was at a 6 p.m. show, which just makes me laugh, because, it just makes me laugh that he's sixes now. And, yeah, when we were talking, we'd always, you know, we went to all the Nolan ones. We were at midnight.
Yeah,
and but we said it's fitting now that we've gotten older. Now we do sixes the night before, so
we are old.
We are getting old. Good Lord, you and I just talk about banging old ladies.
I'm glad I could send you the Queen of England. I'm glad I. That was one I was very proud of last night.
Okay. So, BVS. It's a mess. Which, tell listener, you have not seen it.
Right.
And we're going to... And if you're a listener and you don't want spoilers, well, fucking do not listen to this. At all. Because we're going to go into spoiler territory.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just kind of start from the beginning, maybe?
You want me to start? Okay. Okay. Let's see. The movie begins with the credits are essentially a retelling of Batman's origin. Now, let's look on the bright side. I like that it's real. I mean, we don't linger on it. It's done really quickly. I don't even think we need to do that. I think more... I still think... I mean, Batman Begins does it well. I've always thought the Batman 1989 movie still did one of the best origins ever, because it's not super... I mean, you get the gist of it. They don't linger on it. And if I have to look for positives, yeah, they got done pretty quick. Now let's talk about the negatives of this. I didn't realize Martha Wayne got shot in the fucking face. I thought it was, I was a little worried. It's like I hated the, I thought the Wayne killing in Gotham, the show Gotham, was just so gory and brutal. Unnecessarily so. I don't know if you agreed with that.
Well, my whole thing with that one, I think, for me, was always just overshadowed with the fact that Catwoman was there. And I thought that was the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it, I know it, that it's the point of it is that they die in front of Bruce. You know, he blames himself. There's no one there. And I just thought that the whole idea of Catwoman being there was just dumb.
Yeah.
Well, because I like the idea that he is alone. He is alone, because that's what he is in the world now.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So we go through that, and I mean, they don't linger on it, which I appreciate, but then it, like, melds into a, like, during this time, we have a Bruce Wayne narration, and then it melds into Bruce, so at his parents' funeral, he's like, he runs away, and that's when he finds the Batcave. And, like, the bats start flying crazy, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then in this one, what we do is he, like, starts floating up and flying towards the light because he says this is a dream of his. And then it ends, and then we go cut to what Bruce Wayne was doing during the Superman attack, you know, the General Zod attack at the end of Man of Steel. See the end of the end stuff from his point of view. We see some old man die. I wasn't even sure who that was fucking supposed to be. I couldn't make out what Affleck was. I'll say right now, I thought Affleck did a pretty good job. I just think his material was never the best. And I think Jeremy Irons, really good stuff from what he did for, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of this, of how they're doing Alfred, but it works and it'll be fine. They could have done far worse things. And then we cut to, after that, then we go this movie set 18 months after Man of Steel. I think what else happens? What was right after that? I mean, everyone's pissy about Superman. You know, a lot of arguing on, you know, what should be done.
Like, what's to be done with Superman?
Yeah, exactly. And what his place in the world should be. It's one of the parts, like, I think this movie, I think they thought they were making a very philosophical movie on power and such, but they didn't.
Well, I think that's another thing. I think Snyder has this thought process that he has a movie, so he has this insight into things, and that's what it is, you know, that he has a meaning to stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
It's not just a movie to be a movie, to entertain.
Yeah.
It has to be a purpose kind of thing.
Well, and I think he feels he has a unique, I think they all thought they had some sort of weird, unique point of view that I don't think is there, that they thought was there, or that they thought they were providing, and I don't see it. And let me think, where else do I want to go on this? Okay, so what? Then we start getting some Lex stuff. I mean, here's the real issue, and this is with the first hour, there is no flow to the story. It's just like we jump from scene to scene with, like, little to no transition. Because very little happens in the first hour, it seems like. We got, you know, we have Holly Hunter as a congressman or senator, whoever the hell she is. We got that storyline with her and Lex. We have Batman or Bruce and Alfred, I don't know, just kind of hanging around. We got Scoot McNairy being having no legs because he lost them in the Man of Steel attacks. And he's putting graffiti on Superman's statue and stuff. And then Lex meets up with him and he becomes a suicide bomber. And then, you know, which is all set up to make people think that it was Superman, but then everyone realizes it wasn't. But Batman still wants to kill him. So. At least I thought that's what it meant. At least that, I don't know. That's what I took away from it.
Okay.
Okay, and then in the background, okay, so yeah, Bruce is like, I need to be able to get into, okay, I am leaving out a part. We see that kryptonite has been found in some of, like, the engines and stuff left from the, you know, the ships from the end of Man of Steel, which is cool with me.
Oh.
Hey, that's how I would have done it, too. It's the easiest way to do it and one that makes sense. That's no problem. We spent a lot of time with Batman trying to figure out we find that there's the white Portuguese that we keep on hearing about, this mystery person, even though we find out later the ship that the kryptonite's on. That's what Batman's been trying to figure out. We spent way too much time on it.
Okay.
In my opinion. I'm trying to think what's next. I kind of told you most of the first hour, and then eventually Martha Kent gets abducted, and then Lex also gets the body of Zod and puts him in a rejuvenation tank, or like the life matrix on one of the Kryptonian ships, and then cuts his own hand so there's some of his blood in there to make a monstrosity. And then at the same time, he kidnaps Martha Kent.
Okay, so Martha Kent gets kidnapped. So does that mean Lex knows that Clark is Superman?
Lex knows not only that Clark is Superman, Lex knows about Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and, he knows about, like, all the other Justice League members. He already has logos for them. And files. Yes. Yeah.
I guess that's weird. So in 18 months? Because wasn't that kind of the point of Man of Steel? Was that he was first busting out on the scene?
Well, I mean, obviously with how they're doing it, Batman has been around. I mean, Batman's been around, like, they established for like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
And Wonder Woman, you know, Wonder Woman's been around since 1918. She's been gone for like 100 years. But yeah. Because that's the thing that Lex has. He has an old photograph of her from World War I with, like, Chris Pine as a photograph.
Oh, okay.
So. And it's just weird that, like, Lex, and this is how Bruce finds out about them all. Because once he goes and, like, goes to Lex's house where there's a big, like, party and hacks into his system and stuff, and...
So Batman's been around for 20 years, yet he...
Something like that.
...has no idea these other people, other hero types, are out there.
Guess not. He's too busy killing people and blowing people up, I think. And, yeah. So Martha Kent gets kidnapped, and as does Lois, and Lex throws Lois off a building and Superman saves her. And then Superman goes to confront Lex, and Lex is like, and he's like, I already saved her. She's safely on the ground, going to freedom. And then Lex is like, well, not the one that you really love. And then it's, you know, then he shows him pictures of Martha. And then he's like, you bring me the head of the bat. And everyone fucking calls it the Bat of Gotham. That's what they call Batman. Bring me the head of the bat, and then I'll let her go. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they go and fight. Batman has made, from the kryptonite he got from the white Portuguese, he has made himself a kryptonite spear. And also has made some, like, kryptonite fog-ish, like, grenades or something.
Okay.
That go in his gun that he has. So he keeps on, like, any time in the fight when he needs to do it, he just shoots another one and it does a bunch of kryptonite, like a kryptonite haze, and then Superman gets weak again. He does it a couple times. The fight is pretty underwhelming. It's mainly one-sided. Batman's mainly just kicking the shit out of him. Batman's about ready to stab him with the spear until Lois stops him. And then Clark, and at this time, like, the ship that crashed is, like, going crazy because that's where the body is being worked on, is being in the Matrix, and there's, like, a huge, like, electrical storm around it and stuff. And then it's decided Clark's going to go deal with the ship while Bruce goes and finds Martha. Bruce brutally takes down everyone there, killing a few of them, and includes shooting the last guy in that has, like, a flamethrower tank and blows up right next to Martha. I don't know how he saved Martha. I guess
I would like
Kate
to just
did
say
it.
Really quick that I saw something where Scott Snyder justified.
You mean Zack Snyder?
Killing Zack Snyder.
Yes.
He has manslaughter more than murder.
I saw that. I saw he was talking about that a lot today. We'll talk about their reactions a little later.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I was going to text you that, and then I decided, no, I'll just see what we got. So, keep going.
We got that. Okay, so then Clark goes. Okay, this is also as what I saw. Gavin kept on being like, we were talking afterwards. And he's like, the last third of this movie, no one's making any goddamn sense, and which is 100% true. Lois throws the spear down into a puddle of water that is fairly deep, it appears. And then has to retrieve it later when they're like, oh, I bet you the only way to kill Doomsday is this.
Oh.
So then Lois has to go, and Lois almost dies, and then Superman saves her, and then he goes and gets the spear and almost kills him. And so they're fighting Doomsday. Doomsday and Superman go up into, like, space, and the United States launches a bunch of nukes at them. And so they get shot at with a nuke. And then Doomsday comes back to Earth and lands on an island in between Metropolis and Gotham City. Superman is still up in space looking kind of like, you know, in Dark Knight Returns when the Corto Maltese with all the bombs and stuff, when he looks like he's like a weird skeleton kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we get that in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And then when the sun hits him, he becomes whole again and he shoots back down. Then, well, and in that time, Batman realizes, hey, we need to get that spear. I need to have Doomsday follow me so then we can kill it, because he left it back there. And then that's when Wonder Woman shows up.
Okay.
And as Wonder Woman. I mean, she's been, Diana's been in the proceedings briefly here and there, but mainly it's now she's in costume, she's battling Doomsday. Superman comes back into the battle, they get the spear back. Diana, the first we see at the Lasso of Truth is she's got Doomsday, and then Superman runs in and stabs Doomsday through the chest with the spear. Oh, and Wonder Woman has cut Doomsday's hand off, and when he made one of his transformations into his, you know, more superior self, his hand became like a big bone spear, and he stabbed Superman in the chest.
Oh, good Lord.
So he kills Superman. And then Batman...
It's not a double knockout punch?
No, no. It's a double stab.
Caught in an amazing camera lens?
No, no.
That's one of my favorite images in comics.
No, I'm sorry to say.
He doesn't stab him in the chest. They both knock each other out. It's like the Rocky II finish, except you see it happen.
Yeah. And it killed him. And then Batman kind of, like, wraps him up in his cape and hands him to Wonder Woman. And then they do two funerals, one in Metropolis, and then his real funeral was in, you know, Clark Kent got buried in Kansas.
So then does the world know that Clark was Superman?
Superman's dead? No, they don't.
So how do they justify Clark dying?
They just said he died in the attack. That's what the Daily Planet reports.
Okay. Okay.
He died in the attack, in the incident. And then Bruce and Diana are at Clark Kent's funeral in Kansas, and we have a dialogue scene where Bruce talks to Diana about how they need to gather up the rest of the people like her, and they need to be prepared, ready to fight. And Diana's like, for what? And Bruce is like, I just think we will. Because he's been having nightmares. And that's the movie. Well, the movie ends with a scene with Lex and Batman. Lex is in jail having had his head shaved. And Lex says he knows someone is coming. And that it's already too late. That person already has their sights set on us. So.
All right.
And that's pretty much it. It's a movie. I'm sure. I mean, I know I left off stuff in there, but I mean, that's kind of it.
Sounds interesting. I mean, okay, so if you take out that it was Superman and Batman and put in other characters, maybe generic characters, would have it been a better movie? Or played better?
No. No, I mean it's not a good movie. First and foremost.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't. It's a poorly made movie to begin with.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter in my opinion.
Okay. I just didn't know if maybe, you know, if you're harder on it because of source material.
Oh, I sure am. I sure am.
Okay.
But I'll fully admit that. But it's a poorly made movie to begin with. I mean, the first hour, and everyone in the last third is just doing stuff stupid, but the first hour, literally, you're just hopping from scene to scene with no real fucking logic, it seems.
Yeah. What else we got? The whole thing you had was a lot of the negative. What do you got for positive?
Positive. Affleck, Jeremy Irons, I really liked.
Right.
You know, the bat suit, I think, looks good. I think the armor looks good. I think Wonder Woman, I thought Gal Gadot was pretty decent. I thought she was good. She's not given a whole lot. Trying to get any other stuff. What are the positives? I mean, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Good sign. One thing I also wasn't a fan of, Batman is branding people in this. Which I'm not a fan of. Yes. As in, like, a brand that he's, you know, burning them with.
Do they give reason to this?
No, other than that, you know, Alfred just is, like, the opinion that he's just starting to go over the edge.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's seemingly about it.
So
yeah,
that
just seems very un-Batman-y to me.
Oh, yeah.
I say that, and he's fucking killing people left and right, so.
Right.
You know, I have lots of thoughts on un-Batman-y things he's doing, so. Trying to get some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any more thoughts on the movie itself, or if you want to dive into the cast and everyone, the defense.
Do you have that stuff pulled up? Because I don't.
I'm looking for it. Was it on Comic Resource?
Yeah, okay.
I should have been thinking. I thought I passed it over. Let's see. I have the Rotten Tomato stuff there. But yeah, I mean, just the one thing that, you know, trying to deem it as manslaughter. I mean, I still just you can't to me.
There
defend.
You go. I have this.
Okay,
I just want to say that
you can't defend Superman and Batman killing people because they don't do it in the books. I'm sorry, that's just, you know, they still have a moral compass. And, I mean, keeping Batman from killing people is what I've always just kind of seen as him not being, you know, that's why he's not the Joker.
Yeah.
Joker has no morality.
Yeah.
They're both crazy. I mean, the guy's dressed as a bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Here's Henry Cavill. Well, fuck it. Let's just skip over that. Let's go right to Zack Snyder. I'm a comic book guy, and I made the movie based as much as I could on that aesthetic, Snyder shared. I don't know how else to do it 100%, so it is what it is.
Watch something like Daredevil, and
yeah. You
can see how you read a comic book and how you to film. You know, that's just, I don't know. I feel like he's not a comic guy.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. I don't know. It just seems so tone deaf. I mean, I don't even know. It's like they somehow made a movie that mashed together Dark Knight Returns and Death of Superman into a movie I didn't like. Think about that for
a
second.
Oh, no, Well, I mean, we just did a show on stories, and both of those were...
Yes.
Listed on there, you know, and so.
Yeah.
Snyder found a way to screw it up.
Yeah, in my opinion, he did. And I know some people are not as negative as me. I'm not. It's one of those, like, they were very ambitious. It just doesn't work. It collapsed into itself. I felt more than anything else. That's just kind of me.
Yeah. It's a damn shame.
It is a damn shame. This could have been like my favorite movie.
right.
And it's not that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, you're right. It should have been. I mean, we've had our reservations. So can't really go off on that, but I mean, like, again, I haven't seen it, so I'm completely going off of you right now. So at some point I'll have my own thoughts, but I was worried because of who's in control.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the real issue is that they just don't have the right people there. You got the wrong people. I don't know if you looked. Did you see the Wonder Woman thing, that picture that got released today?
Was it of her and the other... women?
Yeah, some of the other Amazonians.
Yep.
What did you think?
Yeah, I just saw it. Looks good. I mean, again, yeah. I hope it's good. I hope it does well.
Yeah, I do too.
Wonder Woman deserves a movie, finally.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that. So, she's a great character. It's easy to do her wrong. For sure. So, right now, they've done her okay. So, haven't done much with her. So,
I would like to just say, probably keeps Zack Snyder away.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing is we got different, We got, you know, different one of that Patty Jenkins, who was the original Thor Dark World director. So,
Right.
I
mean, for as much as I hate Joss Whedon, I do enjoy some of the stuff he puts out.
He got the tone. You know, I definitely think both Avengers movies, they're not fantastic, but I think they're good. I mean, not necessarily Age of Ultron is just okay, but like they get the spirit of what those things should be. They're fun.
Well, he understands that there's different characters.
Yeah,
it's not a dark movie.
And these more than anything, these characters are supposed to be fun. And this was not fun. Like, what a dark, lifeless, jokeless affair was the movie tonight. Now, of course, what's the thing? Am I going to go see it tomorrow? Yes, I am. and then, you know, I might change a little bit.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of my point of wanting to do this. You were spitting a lot of venom at it on the first conversation.
That was
odd to me. I mean, so that's why I wanted to get this
out so we can get
this venom.
I try to be positive. I really do.
Right. But I mean, it was just like, wow! I want to get this. I want to get this on record. Get it out there, and then I want after to see if it does change. You know, after a second,
time.
A third, and maybe fifth viewing, it'll change. You'll want to do another one, and you'll want to rename the podcast "Forgiven," and we'll do a commentary. Over it, where you talk about where you were at in life at that moment when you said this.
Yeah, why I love Batman v Superman now.
Say Jesse Eisenberg wasn't the worst Lex Luthor.
I barely talked about that.
You did not talk about him as Lex.
He's bad. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. What you see in that one trailer that made everyone terrified is exactly what we got. So.
Well, I feel like he's like, as an actor, he's just slipped.
Yeah.
I can't say I've seen him in anything recently, but it was like he got this ego, and now it's in his head. That whatever movie he's going to be in, he's just going to be a douchebag. And he's not going to care. Because he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
And that's just not a big deal to him anymore.
Yeah.
Because he was in the Social Network.
Which I didn't care for Social Network. I think it's probably Fincher's worst movie. Yeah, he's real rough. Holly Hunter is real rough in it.
I always think Holly Hunter's rough in anything.
Yeah,
ever since Crash.
She's real rough in this. I think luckily, I mean, spoiler, she dies, so it can't be too bad.
Right. Yeah, I've never watched her in anything. I was like, man, I really could watch another movie with her in it.
That Scoot McNairy guy can be really, really good at stuff if he's given something decent, but he wasn't given anything decent. And then the one girl from Wolverine, she, I honestly don't know if she actually has a line. She was playing Mercy. She was Mercy, you know, Lex's like bodyguard from the animated series.
Okay.
I don't think she has a line. I don't know if she does, now that I think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if she has a line. So.
No, it's Christopher Maloney
in
this one.
She does have a line. I'm sorry. She does have To my knowledge, one line. No, Chris Maloney died at the end of Man of Steel.
Did he?
Yes, because he, when the chick, evil Kryptonian, the female evil Kryptonian, she, he blows up that ship with her and him in it.
Okay.
So he does not make it out. The Guardian does not make it out.
Okay. I guess I never realized that he didn't get out.
Dr. Hamilton didn't make it out of Man of Steel either. He also died off that ship. So. Spoiler, I guess I didn't even bring it, but Kevin Costner does make a cameo in it.
Oh, nice.
So, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. But.
Well, he shows up, huh?
What?
He just shows up.
Well, Clark is on a journey of self-discovery, and he climbing on some mountain, and at the top of the mountain was Jonathan Kent.
Oh.
And he
awesome.
tells him about some story about when him they had a flood at his flooded his childhood farm. So yeah. I'm trying to think anything else. I think that's kinda it.
All right. Well, you want to do the Rack of the Week?
Rack of the Week? Sure. I guess I'm going to do my Rack of the Week. This is kind of, if we would have done a show a while back, I'm going to do Gal Gadot.
Okay.
It's more for a different movie, though. There was this movie called 999 that came out, which was a crime movie. That wasn't very good, but she was super hot in it. And she was playing the sister of Kate Winslet, which I didn't.
That makes sense.
That's kind of my thought. But, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to go with this one because I have high hopes for Suicide Squad and Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, is that hopefully Suicide Squad knocks it out of the fucking park. It appears they are knocking it out of the park. Everything I've seen gets me excited. So,
yeah.
Let's hope. So,
although Harley can do something.
Yeah, good old Harley and Joker and everyone else.
Yeah.
Deadshot. Let's do it. And Batman's
yeah.
in that. Hey, Ben Affleck's in that, which, hey, he's probably the best part of Batman v Superman, so.
Good.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Fringe, I'm Sam.
I'm Chris. Get out of here.
Have a good one.